Om Shanti, Marty Angel, the Om Diva here, and welcome to the first podcast on 12 ways to improve your relationship in your life. So in these hard economic times, as we heard in our intro, we really need to be open and focused. And the number one way to improve your relationships with anybody, whether it be your spouse, your friend, your loved ones, your work relationships within your life, you must choose to be happy rather than right in your relationships. This will prevent a lot of arguing. And what that truly means is this. Before you speak, and what I'm going to ask you to do may be a little bit tough for some of you. Before you react, because as soon as we are in a dialogue, as soon as the other person speaks, and perhaps whatever it is that they spoke hits too close to home, it puts us in a defensive, and we immediately blurt back with some words that truly are not reflective of our feelings, but are just a reactionary word, a reactionary phrase, a reactionary thought. And so we have to remember, any time that somebody is talking to us, we must be present. And being present means really listening with your ears, with your mind, with your eyes, with your heart. How many times are you doing other things and not truly listening? One of my gurus many years ago told me, where your eyes fall is where your attention is. So if you are not looking directly at the eyes of the subject that is speaking to you, you will become a reactionary person. And you will forget the most important part. It doesn't matter at the end. What matters is that you are choosing to be happy. When you choose to be happy, you listen with your eyes, you listen with your ears, you listen with your mind, you listen with your heart, you listen with your whole body, you listen with your whole being. That's the beauty of being in what we call the flow in yoga. It's the beauty of being present. And we are choosing to be happy rather than right. So if the other person is all about being right, let them be right. Let them be right. It doesn't take anything away from you. It doesn't make you any less of a person. It doesn't change your behavior. It doesn't change your person. We are all so afraid that what people ask of us is going to change us, when if we would sit back and listen, the truth of the matter is they're not asking to change us as a person. They're asking for a simplicity of changing our behavior. That's all. And our behavior is not who we are. So when we begin to be present and choose to be happy by listening with our whole soul, rather than to be right, then we are in the flow. Then our relationships will grow. Then we will grow as a person. And everything that you thought was a challenge will now become something that is very easy. So begin to think about that and be very present. Very, very present. So listen with your heart. Listen with your eyes. Listen with your ears. Listen with your whole body to the other person speaking to you. And you will become a proactive listener. You will no longer be reactionary. You will be choosing to be right rather than, you will be choosing to be happy rather than choosing to be right. We all fall into that thought that was brought in, that's a very human thought, if you will, that in order for us to be in a relationship, somebody has to be right and somebody has to be wrong. That's no longer true. I tell you now, in the age of change, in this new age of Aquarius, that is no longer true. Choose to be happy. Choose to be in the flow. And you will see your life change for the positive before you. And if not anything else, it will prevent a lot of arguing, which will indeed make your life so much more happy, so much more flowing, so much more easily. Once again, choose to be happy rather than right in your relationships. Sending you love, light, and blessings. Namaste.